Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 33, Rasa. The Veda Stuti, or prayers offered by the personified Vedas to Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, were first narrated in disciplic succession by Sanandana Kumar to his brothers, all of whom were born of Lord Brahma. In the beginning, the four Kumaras were the first born of Lord Brahma, and therefore they are known as Purva Jata. In Bhagavad Gita it is stated, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Imang Vivasvate Yogam, Proktavan Aham Avyayam, Vivisvan Manave Praha, Manur Ikshvakave Bravit, Evang Parampara Praptam, Imang Rajarshayo Vidu, Sakale Neha Mahata, Yogo Nashta Parantapa. The Parampara system, or disciplic succession, begins with Krishna himself. Similarly, here in the prayers of the personified Vedas, it is to be understood that the Parampara system begins with the personality of Godhead, Narayana Rishi. And we should remember that this Veda Stuti is being narrated by Kumar Sanandana, and the narration is being repeated by Narayana Rishi in Badarik Ashram. Narayana Rishi is the incarnation of Krishna for showing us the path of self-realization by undergoing severe austerities. In this age, Lord Chaitanya demonstrated the path of pure devotional service by putting himself in the role of a pure devotee. Similarly, in the past, Lord Narayana Rishi was an incarnation of Krishna who performed severe austerities in the Himalayan ranges. Sri Narada Muni was hearing from him. So in the statement given by Narayana Rishi to Narada Muni, as it was narrated by Kumar Sanandana in the form of the Veda Stuti, it is to be understood that God is the one supreme and that all others are His servants. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is stated, Ekale Ishwar Krishna. Krishna is the only supreme God. Ar Sabhavritya. All others are His servants. Jare Yaiche Nachai Se Taiche Kare Nritya. The Supreme Lord, as He desires, is engaging all living entities in different activities, and thus they are exhibiting their different talents and tendencies. This Veda Stuti is thus the original instruction regarding the relationship existing between the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The highest platform of realization for the living entity is the attainment of this devotional life. One cannot be engaged in devotional life or Krishna consciousness unless he or she is fully free from material contamination. Narayana Rishi informed Narada Muni that the essence of all Vedas and Vedic literatures, namely the four Vedas, the Upanishads, the Puranas, teaches the rendering of transcendental loving service to Lord Krishna. In this connection, Narayana Rishi has used one particular word, rasa. In devotional service, this rasa is the vaya media, or the basic principle for exchanging a relationship between Lord Krishna and the living entity. A rasa is also described in the Vedas, Ishavasya, Sprihaniya Dham, Anandamatre, Anandad Dimani Bhutani Jayante, Akhila Rasa Amrita Murti, Sarva Rasa Maya, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Sarva Ananda Dham, Rasovai Saha. The Supreme Lord is the reservoir of all pleasure. All the Vedic literatures, the Puranas, the Vedas, Upanishads, Vedanta Sutras, etc., are teaching the living entities how to attain the stage of rasa. Srimad Bhagavatam also says that the statements of the Mahapurana or Srimad Bhagavatam contain the essence or rasa in all Vedic literatures. Nigama Kalpaturar Galitang Phalam. The Bhagavatam is the essence of the ripened fruit in the tree of Vedic literature. We understand that with the breathing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there issued forth the four Vedas, namely the Rig, Sama, Yajur, and Atharva Vedas, and the histories like Mahabharata and all the Puranas, which are also considered to be the history of the world. The Vedic histories, like the Puranas and Mahabharata, are thus called the fifth Veda. Thus ends chapter 87, scene 33, Rasa. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.